Welcome to a very unique edition of Your World. Now, normally on this show, I counsel people with specific needs or problems, but today, I want to address a need shared by everyone. I want to address a problem we all have called sickness and disease. There's more than a billion of us on this planet who live with some sort of illness. We suffer from cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, headaches, and backaches, obesity. We go through all those things and even deal with things like depression and suicidal thoughts and so much more. We spend countless hours at the doctor taking pharmaceutical drugs and we end up feeling worse than before. It's not supposed to be that way. God does not want that for us, and that's not His plan at all. Then why are so many people still living with sickness, disease, and pain? Today, you're going to meet a friend of mine who has recovered from a doctor's death sentence through the grace of God. His pain and desire to recover motivated him to keep fighting for himself and others to help defeat sickness and disease once and for all. You'll hear some information you've never heard before. I guarantee you'll have a new perspective on God's healing power by the end of this program. I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is Your World. The wake-up call may happen when you receive a grave diagnosis from your doctor that sickness or disease has invaded your body, such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, or even mental illness. Your life suddenly flashes before your eyes as you try to comprehend what the doctor just said to you. Or your wake-up call might be a family member coughing up blood or a trip to the emergency room due to chest pains. God doesn't want that for us. We're talking today about how to stop sickness in your body in its tracks. And if you haven't yet had that wake-up call, we're talking about preventing sickness from ever invading your body in the first place. My guest today is Damon Davis, husband, father of five, and author of the book, God Cures. For the past decade of his life, Damon has been waging a secret, debilitating battle against his own body. He's here today to share his personal story of battling incurable disease that sought to take his life. He sought wisdom and understanding on not just healing his body, but also aligning his body, spirit, and his soul. And he's joining our discussion today. I'm so excited about this. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Damon Davis to the Your World Show.
I love it, man.
I love it.
Hey, I've already talked to our studio audience today, and we're excited about this. I'm excited about hearing your story, what you have discovered, and really encouraging us to take responsibility for our health.
Yeah.
I want to hit at the high point at the very beginning. What was going on with your body and what was the life-threatening disease you were dealing with?
Sure, if I could answer by backing up just one step, because I think that there's so many people in this audience across the globe that are watching that have a story to tell that doesn't start with them. It starts with someone before them, or maybe near them, that is connected to them genetically by blood. where sickness and disease at some point also lived. So I am the third generation of men who were diagnosed with an incurable death sentence, which I don't claim today. My great-grandfather died before 58 years old of heart disease. My grandfather died before 58 years old of heart disease. My father died before 58 years old.
Wow, that sounds similar to my story of great-grandfather died at 55 of a heart situation, heart attack. Father died of a heart attack, and I caught mine. Yeah. So you're saying that we've got to consider the generations before us.
Yeah, three generations.
And take that into account.
You're asking me to hit it head on. So I went to the Congo. I was doing a humanitarian program with Dikembe Mutombo. He built the first modern hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo. While I was there, we believed that I contracted something. That's what the doctors said. That I would come back from that trip in that country, wake up one morning, and I couldn't move. Now, literally, I couldn't move, but I was stiff. My hands would not close. I felt like if my feet touched the ground, it was like walking on glass. I had what seemed like a low-grade fever. I knew something was wrong. About 30 minutes of time wondering what was wrong, I got really scared, and I called 911. That led me on a journey which had me in a waiting room where I was to receive a diagnosis that I had what they believed to be an incurable disease, rheumatoid arthritis, in an aggressive state.
What about your emotions when you hear something like that? Relate with us.
Sure.
What type of emotions were going on, the feelings you were having? I mean, you're hearing this. You're hearing you have a disease that there is no cure for, and nobody can do anything about it.
What's going to happen next? Sadness? Why me? What did I do to deserve it? Loneliness? Being sick's the loneliest place in the world. You start out seeing people having some sort of sympathy for you. Soon enough, those people, you feel this way, look on as though you're a burden. You can't go places and do things that you want to do. You're limited in your ability to function at work or at home. You're prone to anxiety and anger. You're mad at God. You're mad at the world. I would wake up every day swollen and in pain. I couldn't eat what I wanted to eat. I was limited in my ability to function, and I had to work, father, five children, running a business. I mean, this is real stuff. But I had to make a decision whether or not I was going to allow it to consume my life, take over my life, or was I going to do something about it?
You have a choice. You either master life or you allow life to master you. And what you're saying is this decision that you're making is a decision where you're going to say, life is not going to master me.
Exactly. And so I began to ask myself the question, why, but in a different way. Not what did I do to end up here, but I began to ask myself a bigger question. Why sickness and disease at all? Why does man get sick? And that led me on a journey to discover over a decade how man can get well. And I discovered some fascinating things that I talked about in God Cures. One of them is that we as believers do not understand the law of physics. God created the universe and he established laws. There is action and there is reaction. And we live in this system, this world, and things that we do without question can lead us down a path of sickness and disease.
Absolutely.
What I found that the vast majority of believers will find themselves arriving at the place where they immediately begin claiming supernatural healing. And it does exist. And they're at an altar. And they're asking God to remove what's going on in their body. And many people are healed. But within a very short period of time from that moment of healing, the people who threw the crutches away are now back on crutches. People who've gotten out of wheelchairs are back rolling in them. People,
brother, tell the truth.
And we ask ourselves, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
And then we see pastors.
Yeah.
Men and women of the faith that are also being overcome by sickness and disease. And I said, something is terribly wrong. So I began a journey to discover what is really going on genetically. And what I found myself staring into the face of was a real devil who has a mission, and that is to limit every single person in this audience, me, every single person watching, limit us from doing what we were designed to do in this world, to limit us from ever discovering what God created us to do, to limit us from ever pursuing real purpose and real destiny. So I began this journey to discover what's really going on here. And I looked at it from a natural standpoint. I looked at it from a supernatural standpoint. Dr. Dower, I consulted with some of the best, most brilliant minds in conventional medicine, holistic care, thought leaders, and I looked at it scientifically. And I discovered something, epigenetics. In the simplest of terms, it's called gene expression. It's why they now say that alcoholism is a disease, or that there could be issues of pornography or adultery or violence in your history, or heart disease as in mine, or cancer. Someone's got cancer, and the first question the doctor asks you is, who else in your family had cancer? There's something in your DNA, in your genes, that is becoming expressed. Something is triggering sickness and disease in our lifetime, and I believe it's an absolute work of the devil. And he's done a great job attacking us spiritually. And he's done a great job attacking us in our soul, the seat of our affections.
That is the key. That's one thing that in the natural and even in church that we've ignored is the area of your soul called your emotions. So your emotions, if you're not aware of what you're talking about, Satan will ride your emotions like a wave, moving you away from the will of God. There's a will of God signal on the inside of those cells.
That's right.
So now the decision you make to either operate in ease
or
dis-ease,
exactly.
It starts there. I found out a lot of people died from cancer, and it wasn't the cancer that killed them. They died from another situation, a heart attack, stressed over the whole diagnosis of cancer and the other stuff. And I'm like, how does that happen? And I think that there has to be an involvement of the soul area, which is the connection between your spirit and your physical body.
Correct.
Bring us up through that area of the soul. I just think this is a missing link.
It is.
Where healing's concerned.
It is. I was laying in the bed, and I did what so many people do one morning. Discouraged. It's a Saturday. I should be out with my kids. I should be enjoying the sunshine. And I was absolutely, utterly depressed.
Yeah.
And I did what we all do. The moment the doctor tells you what you got, most of us do, you immediately go online and begin to research. Yeah. Worst thing in the world you could do.
Boy.
Next thing you know, you're dying.
Yeah.
That's how it makes you feel.
Absolutely.
I believe God was trying to tell me that there's something more happening. There's something happening that we have missed, that the doctors don't understand, even holistic care professionals don't understand, and that is how we got sick in the first place.
Because if you don't answer that question, Damon,
it
can come back.
You'll never find it.
Because you don't know how you got there in the first place.
No, you'll go to the altar.
Yeah.
You'll be healed.
Yeah.
Nothing will change.
Yeah.
And you'll find yourself back, in many cases, worse than where you started. Mm-hmm. God created our bodies, and science has now proven that if we can move into a place called homeostasis, mm-hmm. that's basically a souped up mm-hmm. scientific word for balance, mm-hmm. your body will begin a process of healing itself, mm-hmm. and we will not only move into a place where our bodies will regenerate, mm-hmm. but I felt like the Lord was telling me how the switch was flipped on for gene expression. Mm-hmm. Damon, we can switch it off. Whoa.
So now you got to tell us about the balance, because I'm sitting up here like...
Who are we?
Yeah.
God took me to the baseline. There is a proper working order to us. The soul, the seat of our affections, our wants, our wills, our thoughts, our motivations, they are connected to the world. Mm-hmm. It is our spirit that is connected to an almighty God. Mm-hmm. Somehow in our life, and in mine in particular, I had gotten out of balance. My spirit was no longer leading my life. Mm-hmm.
My soul was in charge. Mm-hmm. My spirit took a back seat. I had moved out of alignment, out of a place of homeostasis. My soul was raging with my wants and my desires in this world. My spirit was almost non-existent mm-hmm. in terms of me feeding my spirit man. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I became fractured. Mm-hmm. Suddenly my cells became fractured. Mm-hmm. Suddenly I flipped on a switch that science calls epigenetics, and gene expression occurs. And if you look at my profile mm-hmm. from childhood, it started with heart disease. Mm-hmm. Now it moved to an autoimmune genetic disorder that if I didn't do something about, the prognosis was that within 24 to 36 months, I would very well be bedridden.
Wow.
And I said, hold on, if I could switch it on, I'm going to switch it off.
Exactly.
And I'm going to begin the process, watch me now, of getting back into alignment. Mm-hmm. And it's the hardest thing in the world when you're sick mm-hmm. because you feel the pain, mm-hmm. because you're having to take the medication, because you get up every day having to manage your way through what is real. You don't feel like reading the word. You don't feel like praying all the time. You don't feel like declaring what things are not, even though the reality is staring at you. But that's the soul. It wasn't until I completely surrendered. I got in that word. I discovered who I was and who God made me to be. And only then was I ready to discover how to live my life mm-hmm. and how to handle my body.
Mm-hmm. Because you begin to achieve balance, spirit, soul, and body.
You got it. Mm-hmm. As I moved into alignment, mm-hmm. my spirit leading my soul, mm-hmm. my soul governing my body, mm-hmm. something happened. My body started to respond. Mm-hmm. And when I say it began to respond, it began to respond. Mm-hmm. I began to feel better. My energy increased. Mm-hmm. The pain began to subside. It was like God gave me a little crack in the door and said, okay, now I got your attention.
People who are, and listen, and help me out. People who are not Christians and who don't get in the Word will be in a circle trying to find out what's wrong and most likely will never, because they will address their physical body through medication.
Yeah.
And some will try to address their bodies through supplements. But if you do not deal with the soul area, the problem in the soul area will release a whole lot of other unhealthy chemicals. And you're not going to really be able to deal with the soul area until you deal with your spirit.
Exactly.
And the only way you can get a spiritual mind is to get the Word of God. He said, my word is spirit.
Yeah.
All right. The only way you're going to get a spiritual mind. And here's what it said, Damon. In Romans chapter 8 and 6, he says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The only way you're going to have a spiritual mind, the only way you're going to have a spiritual mind is to get in the Word of God, which gets your spirit in line with the Word of God. And then your spirit in line with the Word of God begins to impact your mind, your soul area, your thinker, your feeler, your chooser. And then once your spirit is aligned with your soul, and which is aligned with the Word of God, then your body will get in line, because your soul, we're trying to attack her from our body first while we ignore the soul and have no clue on how to deal with our spirit. Listen, every area that's dis-ease, watch this, there's financial sickness. There's a dis-easement where your physical body is concerned. There's a dis-ease, sick relationships. All of it can be resolved.
I thought that God was just seeking to cure my body. But what he was actually seeking to do was to cure every area of my life.
Man, you better shut up, man. I'm trying to tell you, you better. So why would I expect a God of wholeness to only be concerned about one third of who you are?
He's not.
Let me ask you a question. Would you agree that the Word of God is medicine?
Emphatically, yes.
Yeah. Word of God is medicine. Yeah. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
So, the Word of God's medicine, but Christian folks, watch this, won't get in the Word anymore. There is a drought going on in this world right now.
Yeah.
where we would prefer inspirational talks over getting in the Word. We prefer self-help material versus getting in the Word. I'll ask you another question. Is there something that happens by opening that Word up, exposing it to your eyes, exposing it to your ears, and getting it in your mouth? Or is that just a waste of time?
I'm going to answer it this way. No, there's something significant happening beyond academic and beyond what we know to be true, which is when you feed your body, your mind, and your spirit with God's Word, transformation is taking place. But something else is happening, and I know it's a big thought, and I know I keep harping on it. What were you created to do? What did He, God, put in that gene to express in the world? Your music, a book, a message that would change hearts and minds of people. What gift and calling is in you on that gene sequence that He, the devil, was working so hard to ever get expressed? So when you pull out that Word, you are saying, I agree, God, with what You want to see happen in my life, in this world that You created on this timeline. You are declaring war on the devil when you get yourself serious about His Word. Woo.
Hey. Hey, listen. I don't know if you joined us for part one as we talked with Damon Davis about his book, God Cures, but I was so excited, and I want to welcome you today to part two of that, because there's so much that we have to share with you that I want Damon to share with you on his story, and then we're going to get involved in some things that will really be a blessing to your life today. So, hey, here's part two, and you're going to be mightily blessed. So go call somebody, get your pads, your pens together. Let's get in this thing, man. Let's rock and roll. I'm still fired up from last week, man. Awesome thing. Damon, welcome. So glad to have you with us today.
It's good to be here. I'll give you a thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, so many people are responding to the first show with they didn't know some stuff. Mm-hmm. And I hope in this program that we give them some practical steps.
Yeah.
About, all right, now that I understand what really is going on, why I'm sick, now that I understand that there's actually something I can do to move my body into a place where it can begin to regenerate, mm-hmm. All right, then now tell me exactly what I do.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about, you know, right believing equals right living. You know, if you believe right, you'll live right. And we got to make sure we're believing the right thing. And so what I believe by getting in the Word, where we talk about and how important it was to achieve balance, spirit, soul, and body, and how vital the Word of God is into our lives, I believe that that balance and getting in the Word of God first will produce some wisdom.
Yeah.
Of now, what do I do when I don't know what to do? And He'll give you wisdom in the practical. And so what I asked Damon Davis to do for us today is to now take us to that area where, because we believe God's Word, there are some practical things that can be exercised in our lives. And I'd like for him to share that. And then today we're going to get our studio audience involved and take some questions from them. So what are some of the things? I noticed in the book there's a 21-day plan, mm-hmm. some things that you practically begin to exercise once you got really the base together,
yeah,
the foundation of it together.
That's right. I had to build a protocol that anyone could follow. Mm-hmm. And I figured if I could follow it, and I was a train wreck, that anybody could follow it. So God gave me 21 days, what to do each day in my spirit man, my spirit life, what to do in managing this raging furnace of emotion,
yeah,
and then what to do with my temple. And it involves the obvious things, mm-hmm. the exercise and the hydration and what we eat and what we shouldn't eat. And I built a comprehensive 21-day plan. God built a 21 day plan. That is your reset. It is the first 21 days of the greatest days of your life.
Do you mind if we take some questions from our audience?
Not at all.
I think they've got some good ones. What is the first question?
My question was, can working out consistently be a contributing factor to a better health?
Great question. You know, a lot of people that begin the journey think that they got to pop up a tent in the gym, live there, right? That they've got to dedicate all this time to working out. I don't know about you. I'm going to just be straight. I hate working out. I really do. Some people love it. I can't get my head wrapped around why you'd love it. Why you would beat your body up like that. Now, I see the evidence of people who beat their body up like that. But again, the journey is about balance. If you go into any reset and you get all religious about it, you're going to quit before you get started. That's what happens every single year with a New Year's resolution. We're looking for a New Year's revolution. That's what we're looking for. And that requires us to be very practical. And there's two sides of that coin. Number one, practical. What can you do physically? The first thing my doctor told me was, you do not need to go running for 2 hours on a treadmill. It's not healthy for you. So there's a practical side to working out, which is, what can you do? And the last thing you want to do is discourage yourself by creating some sort of workout routine that works for somebody else that is not for you. We talk about that in the book. The other side is also practical, that doing something is better than nothing at all.
Yeah.
What God wants us to do is to do different than we did the day before. Mm-hmm. A brisk walk when you come home from work or you get up in the morning. Get your favorite worship music, right? Or get your top 10 scriptures and get out at daybreak, before daybreak, or at night when the sun is coming down, and smell the fresh air. Mm-hmm. Revel in what God created and declare from your mouth what He's going to do and is doing in your life. Mm-hmm. A simple step. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally speaking, though, it is impossible. Hear me now. I also had to get my head wrapped around this truth. It is impossible to live the kind of life we are talking about, where you are thriving, not just surviving, if you do not have some sort of exercise incorporated into your routine. It's a must. The world has got us believing that to pop a pill is the solution to lose weight, to get in shape, to get healthy. It couldn't be furthest from the truth. But it doesn't have to be so extreme. There are simple things that we can do that make major swings in our health. And I believe that's what this whole journey is about. It's a reset. It's getting started for the greatest days of your life. You get past 21 days in this journey, you will see results, and you will see the results in every area of your life. And you will be a walking testimony to the goodness and the grace of God. I assure you.
Amen. Thank you.
My question was the balance between the promise of God for divine healing and our role naturally that we play, maybe in sustainability and sustaining that which the Lord brings.
That's a great question. In fact, it was the first question I asked. Hear me on this for a second. Why can't I just be supernaturally healed once and for all? And it's done. I believe it can be. I believe that. I really do. First part of the book, I say the very first thing we're going to do on day one, haven't talked about it on the show. Great question. I'll answer it right now. The very first thing we are going to do is declare healing over our body. Mm-hmm. The very first thing we're going to do is to believe God for an absolute miracle. Mm-hmm. It's totally possible. But for me, I had to learn something. So many people are relying upon God to do everything. Mm-hmm. And we want to go back to what got us there. That's a tough conversation to have with ourselves. Mm-hmm. It was the hardest one for me to have with myself. Mm-hmm. I actually had to look at my life through God's lens and allow Him to diagnose some things. Mm-hmm.
I had to have him show me that your soul is leading your life. You're on the hamster wheel, working to faint, thinking you're going to retire on the gold watch and the turkey. You have no family time for your family. Zero time for me. You're pursuing filling the bank account. You're caught up in the next trend and the next fashion. So when I went to the altar and that pastor put his hands on me and prayed, and I believed God for a miracle, I left with zero pain. I went back to the doctor who had seen me just 2 months prior and put me on methotrexate. It's a very powerful cancer drug, which basically shuts down the immune system so that my immune system would stop attacking my body. I went back to the doctor from that altar. He looked at me and he said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I don't understand it." He said, "Look at the blood report. We cannot find a trace of RA in your system." And that is the moment when we all applaud. All of heaven is shouting, the angels are singing, and you are walking on water. Because you just saw God face to face, if you will. And you're ready to tell the whole world about it. If you would, sir, put your finger right here on this part of my hand and feel the nodule. Nodules in the top of the fingers. 32 places in my body after I was healed. What happened? Did I go fall into a life of sin and, you know, so the Satan come back with a force? That's the lie of the devil. God's grace is sufficient for me.
Amen.
But I changed nothing. I went back to my life, my soul in charge, my spirit in the back seat, and my body, the temple, following suit. True story. But for me, I had to learn something. I had to learn how to think, how to live my life, the Spirit's role and place in my life, how to deal with my body, and the way God wants me to deal with the temple. Because what God really wants is not a supernatural encounter. God is looking for what He put inside you to be expressed in the world. And how many people go to the grave with all of the gifts and the talents that never see their place in the world? How many? Statistically, over 99%.
Wow. And think about it. Would you prefer living supernaturally every day where you got to really believe God for His miracle to eat? Or would you prefer to live by the blessing? I prefer to live my life
by the blessing.
By the blessing. And knowing that God's going to take care of me and do what needs to be done.
I just want to leave some practical steps with everyone that you can apply starting today. Number one, don't take everything so seriously. We are a raging pot of emotions, and they're real. What we don't realize is that our emotions have tremendous impact at a cellular level. And that cell is where the genes reside, and that is where expression occurs. So when I say to you that we can flip a switch on and sickness or disease can be expressed, if you eat right, you exercise, you do everything else right, and yet your emotions, your soul, continues to be unbridled, it will undo everything you're doing right. Don't take everything so seriously. Relax. Count to three before you react. Ask yourself, how should you respond to what's going on through God's lens? And by the way, there's no way you're going to know that if we don't live in His Word. You got to feed yourself with His Word so that your blink factor becomes to action and an emotional response. Your blink factor, that means what happens without you even thinking about it. Your reaction, your blink factor becomes God's reaction. Number one. Number two, please sleep. Mm-hmm. God designed you to sleep. Men get all macho and say, I only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. Hogwash, as my grandma used to say. Now, science might have you fooled to believe that some of us only need a certain amount of hours. Let me tell you what they're not telling you. Your body heals when you're sleeping. You hearing me? And when you're not sleeping, did you know that your body is not regenerating? Number two, sleep. It means you gotta change your schedule, maybe. If it takes you 2 hours to unwind and unpack, then get to bed 2 hours earlier. There's something called a blue light. It's emitting from your phone. Nobody's gonna tell you this. Nobody's gonna tell you this. If they told you this, you wouldn't be on Facebook at 11:30 at night in bed. Come on, somebody. That blue light is the same light you get from the sun when it comes out in the morning, and it says to your brain, it's time to get up. So when you're on social media, unless you're watching Creflo Dollar, of course, when you're on social media at 11:30 at night and then you think you're going to put your phone down and go into a deep sleep, which is REM, which is when you get into deep sleep, which is where the cool stuff happens, it means that you got to shut that off, rewind yourself, get in bed a little earlier, and start actually mapping out the routine. You must sleep. Number three, hydrate. Hydration is not coffee, booze, juice, Diet Coke. Hydration is water. You gotta hydrate. So what you do, there's something called acidosis. It's where the body, the blood, it becomes acidic. You move out of, you've heard the term pH balance. Acidosis is a condition that is the breeding ground for inflammation and cancer. So hydrate, it's going to do so much. Someone said, how much water should I drink? You need to drink at minimum 12 8-ounce glasses a day. We should drink more than that, but most of us are living on about one. And that one is coming from soda and coffee and teas, and tea is not hydration. Most of those are a diuretic. They actually dry you out. Number three, drink water. Number four, it's the toughest one for me. It might be the toughest one for you. Get off sugar. Sugar is a killer. Sugar will kill you. Sugar feeds cancer. Sugar causes cancer. And this is not a conversation about white versus brown. I'm okay. No, you're not. God did not design us, create us. The body chemistry hasn't changed. We're out of Eden. Sin enters the picture. But your body didn't change its function. All that happened was gene expression. He did not create us to eat sugar. Final, and that's tough, by the way. Damon, I can't cut everything out. Just move to a better place of balance. Respond less than you do today. Drink more of the good stuff than you do today. Sleep more hours than you do today. Cut your sugar intake down. Got it? Final, five. You got to pick one of these to cut out. I could do a whole list of no refined grains. What's that? That's like white bread, white rice, and healthy for you. Refined grains, look it up. You'll see a whole list of refined grains to try your best to cut out. And there are so many things that can replace that. We're going to do some replacement therapy. You're going to discover stuff to eat that you're going to love. You're going to fall out of love with the bad stuff and fall out of love with the good stuff. And believe me, your body will respond and you won't want to go back to it. Refined grains, cut it out. If you can, cut down on the animal foods, the animal products. This keto diet that people are on, it's killing people. There's no new discovery. Dr. Adkins came out with that in the 1930s. And its primary formula is to feed you animal products that is going to kill you, although you're going to move into ketosis and lose weight. Ketosis is what happens to a sick person when they stop eating. But what's happening is it's attacking your muscle. The weight loss is your muscle. It's the first thing that goes, then your fat. I promise you 7 days on this journey, you'll be eating healthier and you'll drop weight just as fast. Most people are losing 50 pounds in 60 days in a healthy way. Cut out the animal products if you can. That means anything that came from an animal, cut it down. No refined grains, no sugar. I'm going to put those into one point. The rest, we've gone through. If you practice just those five things, I promise you, for 21 days, I promise you, and in 21 days, every area of your life will respond positively. And here's where the rubber meets the road. You're doing it for this reason. Most of you have not discovered what God created you to do. You taught me that my calling is found in my conquering. Mm-hmm. This was something for me to conquer. I have found my calling. Mm-hmm. This is my message for the world.
Wow. Regardless of the name of the sickness or the disease, there's a name above every name. There's a name above the name of cancer. There's a name above the name of diabetes. There's a name above the name of high blood pressure. And that name is Jesus. Amen. Name above every name. So listen, you don't have to continue your current situation, the current things that you're dealing with in your life. You don't have to continue those things. The path, the plague, the sickness, the pain, the depression, you can fight and you can get back the life God intended for you. Now, I want you to thank my special guest, Damon Davis, for joining us today. Wasn't it awesome, man? It was just amazing. And listen, don't forget to get his book. It's called God Cures. And as you've heard in these last two programs, these last couple of weeks, it's a whole lot more than just a list. This is going to penetrate your spirit, your soul, and have an impact on your physical body. So make sure you get a hold of this book. Hey, if there's something going on in your world and you need help, or if you know someone who needs help, please reach out and connect with us online at yourworldwithcreflo.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and know that I'd love to hear from you. I'll see you next time. We're going to continue this conversation. It's going to be amazing, but join me on Your World. I'll see you next time. God bless you. Have a great day.
Suffering from sickness or disease can be one of the loneliest places you can be. You or someone you love may be in constant pain, feeling depression and hopelessness, and it seems that no one truly understands. Your doctor prescribes medication that only manages your symptoms, and there's no real end in sight. And what's worse, you know divine healing is possible, yet prayer and faith haven't yet delivered a total end to your condition. Well, now it's time to end the loneliness. It's time to stop searching for a solution to your pain. And the best news, freedom from your sickness or disease is possible in just 21 days. Today on Your World, you met Damon Davis, whose new book, God Cures, 21 Days to Look Good, Live Great, and Love Well, served as the basis for the long-awaited discussion with Creflo Dollar about the subject of health, how to start a life free from sickness and disease forever. We suffer from cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, headaches and backaches, obesity, inflammation, even depression and suicidal thoughts, and so much more. We spend countless hours at the doctor, take pharmaceuticals, and end up feeling worse than before. It's not supposed to be that way. God does not want that for us. In Creflo Dollar's groundbreaking new series, the 2-CD teaching, Health Talks, you will learn a new perspective on God's healing power and how you and your family can be restored from sickness and disease. Call now to receive Creflo Dollar's Health Talks 2-disc teaching and Damon Davis's new book, God Cures, 21 Days to Look Good, Live Great, and Love Well, for your love gift of only $40 in this exclusive offer. Join both Damon and Creflo Dollar as they bring the biblical secret to real and lasting healing to you, all yours in 21 days. In fact, within the first 7 days, your body will begin showing signs of recovery as your pain subsides, your mind clears, and your energy increases. And by the end of the 21-day journey, your spirit, soul, and body will be in such complete alignment that breakthrough will be seen in all aspects of your life, from your health to your family, and even into your career. But that's not all. If you call right now, you'll also receive today's complete, uncut, and unedited interview on DVD. What you saw today was only a small portion of the interview between Creflo Dollar and Damon Davis. Watch the entire uncut interview and see how God's Word can end the cycle of sickness and disease for you and your family. Make the decision now to start your 21-day journey to total recovery and total victory. Right now. Call now. When visiting New York and Atlanta, join Creflo Dollar at World Changers Church International. For more information, visit us online at creflodollarministries.org. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.